Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
KF8 GSD. KF8 GSD.
Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta listening.
Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
NAWRO testing. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Connected to CMN Network.
N-A-W-R-O. Good morning, John. Good morning, sir. How are you? Doing okay today. Just curious if you have an update on your tire and if you're going diving today after all, or maybe that had to be canceled.
I canceled the diving just because I got to deal with this tire. And then the tire, I haven't done anything with it yet. Although I am driving it right now, so I'm only going about a mile to the gas station and then a mile back, and then I'll probably put the spare on, so shouldn't be too big of a deal. Sort of want to try to pull it out and see if it holds, because it's barely in there, but my hunch is I'll just have to replace it.
Yeah, that's what they usually say about anything with the sidewall on it. I was trying to size it up with the, you know, type of screw that it was in there. It seems like there's got to be some more. When you get it out, fine, take a look at it. I'm wondering how far it's in there. It doesn't seem like, it seems like it would be all the way through, the way I'm looking at it, but who knows until you pull it out. But I also, looking at those tires, they look almost new, so drafts. You're going to have to get a new tire, probably.
Yeah, yep, that's what I'm thinking too. I think, you know, you're right, that looking at the threads on the, the screw, there's not that many exposed, so it's looking to me like I'm going to be, that it's in there probably pretty far, and so I probably will have to replace it. They're not even I kind of want the actual tires that are rims and tires that are meant for this truck, and those aren't it. And so it's like, well, what do I do? Try to find the full four tire set, because the spare is the one that's meant for this truck. But the guy I got the truck from, he swapped out the other four because he wanted to make it look more like a Tahoe. And so they're different size. So I don't even know if I can put the spare on, because even like the miles per hour of this truck it's off by like 3 or 4 miles an hour because of the circumference or the diameter is different. So it's like I probably should just get four new tires. That maybe, you know, I'm hoping I can find them used somewhere from someone else that did something similar and take the four tires off type thing, but yeah, just what I needed.
Yeah, I was curious, and I'm sure in that vehicle it was a full-size spare, but nevertheless, it could be the wrong size. Okay for just temporary use, of course, but and then I thought maybe you had, I don't know if they still have them, but in the old days they had special police pursuit tires designed, you know, for higher speed. Not that you need that, but yeah, and now it's kind of snowballing. Do you get all four new tires to match? That is the question.
Yeah, part of me wants to just get the four, like, because I've seen for a smoking deal on Craigslist, but I was unfortunately just a little bit too late. I've seen the rims and tires off of an actual Tahoe, the right size and everything. I've seen them for sale. I think I saw for the full set it was like $300. And they still had really good tread to it. And I think the Tahoe they came off of got totaled or something. And so it's like, well, yeah, if I can find that deal, because a brand new tire is going to be like $300. And so if I can get the rims and tires and put the things that are supposed to be on here that will match the spare and get the speedometer going again, and then this thing does have a wobble at like over 75, so there's a tire balance issue of some sort. But it depends on the road. Sometimes I can go 75 and it does fine. Sometimes I do 75 and I have to slow down to around or below 70 to get it to drive decent. And that's just going to cause other problems. So it's like getting this fixed and into the correct rims and tires is probably going to solve a couple issues, hopefully. And so that's probably what I should do, but I didn't really want to do that right now. But here we are.
Yeah, the issue was forced by the, what was the story, the pallet disassemblers spreading the screws all over the lot there. That's not cool. I'm sure you'll probably mention that tomorrow.
Yeah, I already sort of sent out a text message, and I just said I hate our parking lot and a picture of it, and then my boss said, dang, right in the sidewall, too. And I was like, yeah, I know. I said, and I commented back, I'm always picking up nails out of the parking lot, and that was the extent of it. I didn't gripe too bad, but I'll probably revisit it again tomorrow with the boss, and mainly because it's like we really should address that. You know, you don't have to fix my tires. You know, I'll suck this one up, but like, can we get somebody out in the parking lot to clean it up, you know, so that other people aren't having this issue, you know, because this is kind of ridiculous, but such is life. But yeah, we I don't know what it is. There's like we have a shipping receiving guy who always complains that he's got too many things to do, but at the same time, we have a parking lot that's full of trash, you know. And it's like, can't we, like, hire someone or something and have them clean up this parking lot so that, number one, we can get better parking? Because people are parking on the grass, and it's like there's spots all over the place, but you have people parking on the grass because there's piles of pallets in areas. There's these shop aid structures that we built to get tools out of our bay doors that are too wide to get out of the bay door normally, so you put it on an angle on this fixture, and then you can get it out the door. And that's all that we needed it for, and it was for a customer. It was like some really big tooling we did for a customer that we don't do business with anymore, since we don't need these anymore.
Yeah, it sounds like, as it should be, every parking spot is prime real estate. And you don't want to be taken up by storage if you can help it. So, yeah, That's interesting. Yeah, somebody should be in charge of that. Like you said, so it doesn't happen again. And then the question is, do you have, I know there's, sometimes it's like the pallets are used and it's like free, you know, take them away. Do you have scroungers coming to pick those up, or is it a company that comes and gets them?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm not sure. I know I've never seen, like, a third-party company come over and pick up the pallets. I do know that typically it's our guys that dismantle them, and they'll go out there with sawzalls and chainsaws and cut them up, and then I assume they throw them out, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, hopefully we get someone to address that, you know, because it's annoying. It's annoying not having anywhere to park, and then when you do park somewhere, you park somewhere kind of where cars don't normally go because of the way the parking lot is, but that's where you're more likely to find a nail, and I don't know. So, but I don't want to complain all morning long about my work. I'm sure nobody else wants to hear it too, but what else is new with you, sir?
N-A-W-R-O. Alrighty, well, we'll switch topics. We'll move on to my new Cisco phone. Good news, Sidecar does work, but I'm still fighting to... I got it provisioned, but, you know, when time permits, it's still not connecting, if that makes sense. Of course, now I got to put the Wi-Fi back in. It seems to keep losing that. So let me play with it a little bit more, but then I might need to reconvene with you if I can't get it to work fully. But the good news is the sidecar does work.
K-E-A-W-U-O. All right, well, that is mostly good news. From context clues, it sounds like you're not connecting it via Ethernet. You're connecting it via Wi-Fi. Let me pull up the little dashboard here and see what it says for phone logs. I have no failures. I show yours as being provisioned at 7:06 a.m. this morning. But what's it doing, just not staying connected?
So eventually I'm going to switch the network cable to this phone, but during setup right now I have the 525 on my desk and that's working fine. So I should have three phones connected. The new one right now, it does, I rebooted it because it seemed to lost its Wi-Fi. But when it boots up, it lights up the sidecar and it lights up, you know, the main phone itself. It shows the screens. Everything's there, but the lights are flashing and I don't get a dial tone. And I think it's something about link. Link is down, or link did not get established. But if this worked, there'd be actually three phones on my one HOIP extension.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I do show today at 3:05 a 525 U2 connected and got provisioned. And it looks like you named it now third phone, potentially. And then I see two more. One more went on at 3:09 this morning. And that was another 525G. And that one also says now third phone. So that might be the same phone twice. I'll have to look at the MAC address. But interesting. Yeah, I'm confused. What happens if you plug in the new 8861 into the Ethernet? Will it connect and provision from there? Kind of curious.
Yeah, I could. I haven't tried that yet. I could do that. Of course, it drops my desk phone. Yeah, that third phone is the desk phone. The one in the kitchen, I don't have it automatically provisioning. I just do that manually. So, but how about we switch to the other radio for this, if you got time? Or Discord or something?
Okay, yeah, we can do that. I'm at the gas station, and I don't have the other radio with me. I was going to just make a quick run out. I'm going to run inside the gas station, grab this Monster and Mountain Dew, and then I'll jump on Discord, and we'll walk through and see if we can figure it out. So I'll be clear after yours, and then I'll find you on Discord in like 5 minutes. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Yeah, that'll work for me too, John, but don't rush. I'll be here all morning. So, but Discord in a little bit. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
AFADIC. WDAKLL. KFADIC.
QYQ Mobile Monitoring and Warrant.
WDHKLL KFH DIC. One more time. WDHKLL KFH DIC. KFH DIC, clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees.
KE8LAX, N8WRO. Nothing heard, N8WRO, listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Charlie Oscar. Eddie Alpha is going to be flying who you saw now. I got a station with Alpha. I think it broke up. Can you try again? This is Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNAT.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, got you, that's definitely that time, sir, thank you. Anyone else looking to check in, please call.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, got you in around the corner, sir. Anyone else, please call now. Can you say that again, please?
88RV, Kilo Echo 8, Kilo W Victor.
Getting some noise behind you. You got Kilo Echo 8, can you do one more time, please?
Talk a little closer to your radio, please. You're on the repeater.
Alright, 88ZRV.
Okay, sorry, I doubled on you. Do it to me one more time.
RV.
Green light.
All right, green light.
Call sign was Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Romeo Victor.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Romeo Victor, got it. Oh, yeah. All right, thank you. Let's see here first. You are great. Delta Oscar November for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. I'm looking for any other check-ins. Please call.
Kilowatt Bravo 80 Whiskey Romeo. Get us to
there. 88SWR, got you over there, sir.
NOR, no traffic.
Any NOR, that's good readable today, thank you. Anyone else, please call now. Delta Oscar November, that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. If that means every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF, VHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. Purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an AWL section level net. Regular participants include reception officials, NTS officials, assistants, representatives, and these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Matt. I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have a long list here, but I'll read these off. We have NA-OBU, K-8-JDD, N-8-WRO, W-B-8-CQV, W-8-COP, AD8MP, WA4MLB, AD8CRV, 88SWR, NHNOR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now. Are there any relays?
This is. This is KFA, GBA, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. Tom and Bert run, no traffic, in and out, that's the nut.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, got you in there, and you are in and out today. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else, please call.
Kilo, Bravo, 9, India, Alpha, Romeo.
Was that Kilo Bravo Niner, India Alpha Romeo?
Roger, QSL.
Okay, I need a relay on his confirmation. He's a pretty white bird.
It's QSL.
So, Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, QSL.
Okay, roger that. We have KB9IAR. Good afternoon, Don. KAJDD, KEAQM. Can you place the general net call?
Will do, will do. This is Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta. Michigan ARPSC. Net. Anyone wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. K-A-G-O-N, nothing heard. This is K-A-G-B-D.
All right, thank you for that, Jim. We'll go ahead and we'll get started. Just start with looking ahead at the calendar this week. Only have a couple of things on the calendar as far as AUXCOM meetings go. Tuesday evening, we'll be starting our exercise planning. This is for the fall set. The fall set is scheduled for October 3rd. That's the first Saturday in October. And we are working to have the exercise plan put out by the end of September. So you two will have it in your hands 1 month and a day. Meet every Tuesday evening on Zoom. Looking ahead all the way to next week, a week from today, I'll have the opportunity to get on to see because it'll be my turn at the helm for the net control for the 3G5 AUXCOM net. That starts at 4 o'clock Eastern. On 60 meters, then it goes to 40 meters, DMR, and finally wraps up at on D-Star. And if you have any or all of those available to you, you're more than welcome to join in and check in on those nets, or on that net. With that, let's go to N8OPU to be followed by KAJDD. Mr. Mike, thank you for riding along today with the relay.
My pleasure. Thanks for being that control. Nothing new going on here. Made it through all the storms. Just got a little bit of rain. A little bit of rain here. Nothing important going on here. I'll be here if I'm needed. I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how to spend money on the on the internet. Actually, I'm looking for a couple solar-powered street lights. The last two that I had got destroyed in a Michigan windstorm, so hopefully the next ones I find will be a little bit better built than what I thought I had bought last time. 73, I'll be monitoring. I need
OBU. Okay, Roger, thank you, sir. And next you go to KAKDD to be followed by NAWRO. Let's see, Tim, tell us what's going on in Washington.
Hi, KAGUN the net. This is KAKDD. His name is Jim, ECRO, Washington County. And thanks for running the net there, Max. What's going on in the county? Well, I got two major things kind of happening. One, we ran a fire and death on Saturday, and had a good turnout for that. Got about 18 sirens monitored there, and one of them was busted. So that's why we do this. It worked out pretty good. Second thing is we have a new DMR repeater up in the county.
It was put up by NDHW and MADLBZ. NDHW, of course, is the guy that runs the FEMA Region 5 nets on Saturday, or at least in charge of it, I assume. Anyway, it's WDATOC, and it's up on a 400-foot tower along with their primary NATUI repeater, so it's got one heck of a footprint, covers a lot of area. So WDATOC is the repeater, and it also has on time slot 2 the R5 OXCOM channel for Region 5 OXCOM. And so that once again will have a very, very large footprint here. We lost the large footprint when the Wolverine Tower got demolished by the University of Michigan, and they're building up a new one. So this is a very, very large footprint replacement for that. And so we should be back on Region 5 OXCOM now, plus we have the WDATOC. We'll use that too, WDATOC being the call sign for the Washington County Emergency Operations Center. So with that, good to hear everybody. Great signals out there, and back to net control. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KAJDD, KEADLM. Well, thank you for that. Good to hear that you guys are back on the air in that mode. NDAW is the net manager for the Region 5 OXCOM voicemail. He does a great job in putting up the schedules and getting each of us to take our turns at it. So if anybody is interested in doing net control for that, you need to have all four modes available to you, HF plus DMR plus DSTAR. If you've got that, reach out to NDAW and he would be more than happy to get down here to schedule. Let's go next to NAWRO to be followed by WDATQZ. Mr. Tim, how are things in the Gulf? NAWRO, KEADLN, you're up for comment?
Yeah, thank you, Max. A little problem with the repeater here. This is NAWRO, Tim, one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, work continues on our new VHF DMR repeater in New Haven. It's working, but some adjustments are pending to optimize its performance. Once again, we'd like to thank our own Wally, Whiskey 8 Victor Delta, for all the hard work he continues to do on that project, along with our installation team, which is assisting. We currently have 39 active members on our roster, and once again, Max, I'd like to thank you for coming down for the OXCOM class last month, and thanks again for the pizza. That's about it for Macomb County, so I'll send it back to you. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar for Macomb County.
All right, Tim, thank you for your comments. NAWRO, KEATLN. Yeah, well, it was great to be able to put the name and the face together. I think, I don't remember, we have met when I came down a couple of years ago, but I don't remember what I had for breakfast. So, but it was a pleasure to meet you then and to meet everyone else in the class. I can never say no to Jeffy, so that's always pretty good. All right, let's go to WDATQZ to be followed by WATLP. Mr. Mike, how are things in Presqu'île?
Good afternoon, Max T. To D-line on the Michigan ARP, I see that WDATQZ up here, Roger City, Kilcotta, however. ECRO and Max and MIT and NAT managers. Well, it's pretty quiet here. We got a little bit of rain, which is a good thing when you're living in the woods. Not enough to make for any flooding conditions, so that's nice. About the only other news I have, the last couple of months, I did get to a local emergency planning committee meeting. Found out that they're using Starlink equipment now in the county. They have that package set up, so I guess they have that covered. I guess we'll keep on just trying to stay practiced with NTS and participate in shares and see what happens. Not too many call-outs, not too many calls for our talents, but I guess we'll try to stay ready and see what happens. The demographics in the area, I find certainly are working against us. We're having a little trouble scaring up a group to do a couple of local public service events, so I guess those are off the calendar this year. But that's about it. Back to you, WBTQZ.
All right, Mike, thank you for checking in and for the comments there. Yeah, it's nice to see a little bit of rain after the break in it, and looking ahead, it looks like we do have a few more opportunities for the week ahead, so that's good. Ground is starting to get a little bit dry. Finally, it keeps popping up as a backup mode for internet communications, and not a bad thing to have. And I see more and more agencies and groups are starting to pick that up in various ways. Too bad to hear about volunteers up in that area. It's a nice part of the state. Maybe there's folks that can reach out from neighboring counties or nearby to be able to travel in and assist on some of those events if and when you're able to get those going again. All right, let's go to WACOP and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Chris, how are things over your way?
Well, thank you, Max. Good afternoon to everyone on the net. This is Chris, WACOP-ECRO for Ogemaw County. And I could almost just say ditto for Mike CTV's remarks as far as all of the above. Personally, I have Starlink. I switched over in October, and I got to tell you, I'm just really, really impressed with it compared to the terrestrial very slow DSL we used to have with the local telco. So, but unfortunately, on the Oxcom side of things, especially in the rural areas where we don't get a lot of call-outs, I think it's going to even set us back even more because Starlink has really, really stepped up and really shines in those situations where you need to pass digital traffic. But I think there's always going to be a call for what we do. So we'll stay practice and keep the equipment ready to go. And we also have a small cadre of volunteers. But I must say we've worked together well through the years between Oscoda, Aranac, and Ogemaw counties. We've always come together and helped each other out when we had to. So. That's what it's all about. That's why it's so important to maintain those networks and those contacts to be able to help each other out. With that, that's about all I have, Matt. So with that, I'll say 7-3 and back to Matt from WACOP.
Over.
WACOP has finished his KGBD.
Roger that. I just thought I'd heard the tale of it. He was light copy. Chris, you were light copy on me in there. I hope others were able to hear you better. I did hear something about the lack of Oxcom call-outs. Not necessarily a bad thing, but on the other hand, it's hard to stay engaged as easily with that. As a friend of mine, I'm in Tennessee, likes to tease, and he said this is a great area of the country to practice. So we just never have hurricanes and stuff like that, and that's okay. Anyway, we take a break here. This is QFA Delta Oscar November with the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Anyone else would like to join, please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, moving along. Next up we have 88MD, followed by WA4MLD. Mr. David, 88MD, you're up for comment.
Thank you there, Mac. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. And good to meet you at the Oxcom training in Macomb County a couple weeks ago. Great training, certainly recommend it to anybody. and I'm looking forward to the upcoming events. We've got the Woodward Dream Cruise, the Ironman, and the Bridge Walk. I hope to be participating in all three. Other than that, everything's going well here in Macomb County. It's Kirk from Kim. With that, I'll say back to you, Net Control. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
All right, Peter, it's good to meet you as well, and if you go to all three of those events, at least, I don't know about the Dream Cruise, that's just fun to watch, but if you get to the other two events, you have a very good chance of being able to complete your task force amidst all of that. So good luck with that. I hope it goes well. We'll go next to WA4MLDB, followed by KE8CRV. Mr. Ray, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, all. KE8DON in the mix, WA4 Mike Lima Delta, Muddy Little Ducks, I'm doing just fine here. Had some rain, could use some more. Back in the day when I lived in Florida, we had, talking about alternative sources for data, I had a copper loop teletype loop that came into my shack and ran a model 15 teletype for hurricane bulletins, which then got disseminated around our club group and through the town. And that was a mechanical teleprinter. You want to talk about fun, I'll tell you, we had a blast in those days. Some people accused me of knowing Marconi, but no, that is not the truth. Anyway, that's it from here. Nothing else. Eat more rain, set it on. We're ready for it. WA4MLD.
All right, Ray, thank you for your comments. I got a chuckle out of that one. Appreciate you checking in. All right, we go next to KE8CRV, followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Matt, I think this is the first time I've heard you check in. Good afternoon. KE8CRV, KE8D1, you're up for comments?
Nothing heard there. We may come back to let's see, we'll go next to KPA, SWR, to be followed by MHNOR. What's up? What's happening?
Well, not too much, Max, and everybody on the net. Just a reminder, if you can hear the net on VHF or UHF, you're perfectly legal to check in and join the net. And the repeaters won't drop until the net's over, so. A little FYI for people that are listening and are familiar with it. And about all I got, back to you, Max. KBSWR.
All right, well, thank you for checking in, for helping keep the transmission network up and running and all the things you guys need. We're going next to NHNOR to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Ken, how are things over your way? KE8DON and the net. This is NHNOR. Name here is Ken. I'm in Portage, Michigan in the 5th District. Not too much going on tonight. The only thing I have happening this week is I am meeting with our county emergency manager, Brandy James, and our EC, Scott Weber, at the disposition of our new website for our group. As we've been kind of a long time coming. Finally was able to get everybody together, so we meet this Wednesday at noon to start talking about things, and after all of that, our next meeting, we will begin talking with the general membership of the group and start planning what we want to do. We have access through the county to be a part of the county government website, so I'm looking forward to kicking this off and start doing our planning and give you some good news in the next few weeks. I'll hand it back to you. This is N8NOR. All right, again, N8NOR, KEATUN. Well, it's good to hear you, and good to hear the progress coming there. Sounds like things are going to move ahead again in the county there, so that's good news. Glad to hear it. All right, we go next to KB9IAR. That'll take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Don, you're up for comments.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
John here in Battle Creek, Calhoun County. Yeah, not a lot going on here. We did park stuff here at Fort Custer earlier today. Had a pretty good time as usual. Yeah, it's not a lot. I have back to net control, K-E-8-D-O-N, K-E-9-I-A-R.
KB9IAR, KEAPON. Well, thank you for checking in. As always, you do get some fun time out there, and I envy you for that. So that's great. We are at the bottom of the roster. This is the Local 8 Delta, Oscar November, Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic. Going to put one call out there and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join in or comment again before we close. Alright, nothing heard. We had, looks like we had 13 on the roster today and a run time of, we're going to call it between 4 minutes. So I want to thank everybody for checking in. Hope that you have a good week ahead. Stay safe and healthy and, have an opportunity to stay dry with the little bit of rain that we'll get. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. We'll be closing this section of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Plan and returning the frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, signing out.
I guess the net solar, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Everybody take care. We'll catch you next week, 73. Any over clear.
Hey, Roger that. Thank you again, Mike. Appreciate all your help. KEAPON.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 75 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy, 72 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 72 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 66 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 66 degrees.